I'm Jennifer Lauder for Virginia Voice. Today I have the pleasure of talking with Jonah Holland, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens. Welcome, Jonah.
Good morning.
Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens is one of my favorite spots in Richmond. It's also a very popular tourist attraction, correct?
That's so true. We're one of the most popular tourist attractions in Richmond.
Now, where are your gardens located exactly for listeners that may not know?
Yeah, we are at 1800 Lakeside Avenue, just down the street from the Virginia Voice.
And give us a little history about the botanical gardens, if you can. Just, you know, some interesting details.
Yeah, well, the garden has a really rich history. Obviously, it was named Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden after Lewis Ginter, who created and founded many great things in Richmond, including the Jefferson Hotel and Ginter Park. But it was actually, the garden was donated by his niece, Grace Ahrens, and it was named in honor of him. And the garden has a really rich history. Originally, at one point, there was a zoo there at the garden. Wow. Where they had bears, and the lake behind the children's garden was used for boating, and the men would have a gentleman's club out there at Blumendahl House, and they would ride bicycles from downtown out to the country, which was, Lewis Ginter was the country at that time, and they'd ride those high wheel, big wheel bicycles, and the trolley also ran out to the garden as well.
Oh, wonderful. So the botanical gardens have more than a dozen themed gardens, correct?
Correct. We have the healing garden, the children's garden, we have the West Island garden, many different gardens. The central garden is one of our most popular gardens, and of course we have the conservatory.
Now I was reading that it's called a classical domed conservatory.
Right. It's 63 feet tall. And right now in the conservatory, we're preparing for our Orchids Galore exhibit, which actually opens this weekend, Saturday, March 12th.
And Orchids Galore. So you'll have just all kinds of orchids.
All kinds of orchids. Well, some of the neatest developments in orchids, we have a new red Vanda orchid, and until recently, red orchids didn't exist, but through crossbreeding, hybriding, we were able to obtain some red orchids, and they're really beautiful. We're actually going to have over 2,000 orchids in Orchids Galore, including 500 museum-quality specimens.
And now that starts Saturday again, you said?
Starts Saturday.
And runs through?
Runs through April 10th.
You said there's a healing garden. That's curious to me. What exactly is a healing garden?
Well, the healing garden is a really special place, and part of the garden is dedicated to creating a peaceful area for meditation, but another part of the garden there in the healing garden is dedicated to medicinal plants, and there's signs that explain what the particular plant was used for and how it was used medicinally.
And now the children's garden. What type of things do you have for children to do there?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the children's garden. Of course, the water play feature is really popular with the children, and it opens a lot earlier than the swimming pools. Children can come and wear their swimsuits and splash and play in the fountains there that we have. But right now, there's two other things that are on my mind that I'm really getting excited about in the children's garden. One is we have a 100-year-old mulberry tree, and in May, it fruits, and the children love to climb the tree and eat the fruit until their hands turn red. And they just really enjoy this mulberry tree. It's a really special place. And the really nice thing about this mulberry tree is that some of the branches are low to the ground. And so even for a child who's just learning to walk or a toddler, they can still climb their first tree, the mulberry tree. It's well loved by many people at the garden and also many children. One other thing that we're excited about in the children's garden is Stickman. Stickman is a man crafted out of stick, and right now he's the ambassador for a new exhibit that we're having starting May 2nd. Patrick Dougherty is a stick sculptor, and he's known around the world for his installations that he makes, sort of like these whimsical houses, forts, cocoons. It's hard to describe exactly what they are, but he used sapling wood and weaves them together, and he considers a stick like a stroke of a paintbrush, and he creates these very artistic, beautiful masterpieces, and we are having an installation of a stick sculpture created by him between May 2nd and May 22nd. It will be built by him, one helper, and an army of volunteers from the garden. And it'll be really exciting to watch this masterpiece come together. So Stickman is an ambassador for the stick sculpture, and every week the children's garden staff is hiding him in a different place in the children's garden, and the children can go in search of him.
Oh, what a great idea. Scavenger hunt for Stickman.
Exactly.
Now, again, that runs for the majority of May.
Yes.
Correct? The dates again?
The date of the actual creation of the sculpture is May 2nd through 22nd. And right after it's created, we will have Spring Fling with a naming ceremony. And the Spring Fling event is geared towards children and adults. It's really geared towards everyone. So Spring Fling is May 22nd. And it's going to be a really great event. We're definitely going to incorporate a parade. I don't know if your listeners have been to many events at the garden, but there's usually a parade involved. We love parades at the garden. And the other thing I want to emphasize about the Patrick Dougherty installation is that it will be here for years to come. We will leave it up on display, and you can most likely you'll be able to walk inside of it, and that will be up for as long as the structure is sound, and hopefully it will be several years that it will be there.
So the installation is more than just the stick man.
Right. The stick man is just an ambassador
for
the installation. The actual sculpture, we expect it to be quite large, and it will be on the meadow just adjacent to the conservatory. It's called the Anderson Meadow, and we've done a really special planting in that meadow. We're going to have a wide array of wildflowers and native species, and it's going to be a lovely setting with the lake below the stick installation and the conservatory in the background. And it's a really great exhibit for children because they can interact with it. They can go inside of the creation, and it's really something that you can touch. It's a very tactile experience.
So you mentioned the water features for the tell me the name of it again, for in the children's garden.
Right, Water Play. Yeah, Water Play. And Water Play actually opens Easter weekend on April 23rd. That's weather permitting. Traditionally, what they do is if it's 70 degrees or warmer, then they'll turn the water feature on. And it'll be open on weekends until it gets a bit warmer, and then it'll be open daily in the summertime.
And will that children's garden Water Play have the same hours as the garden?
Once it gets warm, usually they shut it down about an hour before the garden because in the evening it gets a bit cooler. And so usually it runs until the late afternoon, until around 4 o'clock. A few other things I wanted to tell you about that are coming up that I think would be of special interest to your listeners are that May 28th and 29th, we have the Rose Society show at the garden. And that's a really great opportunity to see some of the best roses and smell some of the best roses in the region. Also, the garden is very popular for Mother's Day and Easter. We have special events both of those days, and you can visit our website at lewisginter.org for more details on those events.
Now, you also have a plant sale.
We sure do. The plant sale is one of our most popular fundraisers at the garden. A lot of people don't realize that that Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden has over 500 volunteers, and it's the volunteers who run the plant sale, and oftentimes they grow the plants in our greenhouses for the plant sale as well. If there are sometimes trees and specialty items that we will sell, and they choose those trees, they order them when they're smaller, and then they nurture them for several months until the plant sale. So it's a really great way to, you know, find some treasures for your garden and give back to Lewis Ginter. In addition, we have a wide variety of vendors who come, and so you can do all of your shopping in one place. If you're looking for a specialty plant, for example, a certain type of azalea or rhododendron, you can find a lot of unique items from the vendors who come who specialize in a particular plant.
That sounds fun. What are the dates of the plant sale again?
The spring plant sale is April 28th through the 30th. It runs for several days, and again, you can get the exact times on our website. Recently, we've added a new feature to the plant sale where we try to have some demonstrations going on at the same time. And again, all of that information regarding planting demonstrations will be on our website at lewisginter.org.
Or if listeners need some more information and aren't available to a computer, could they give Lewis Ginter a call to get some additional information?
Yes, of course. And our number is 804-262-9887. And to get a person, you would press 0. But we do have a lot of recorded information on our answering service.
Now, I believe you have over 50 acres, and you have a lot of garden paths. Now, are the majority of those wheelchair accessible?
The majority of them are wheelchair accessible. One of the other great things about the garden is that we have a accessible to all treehouse in the children's garden. And that's one of my favorite places to go. There's a ramp that leads all the way up. And from the children's garden treehouse windows, you have a beautiful view of the entire garden, wonderful vistas. And I guess that children's garden treehouse is just a favorite of a lot of people, both children and adults, just because it's such a special place. There's always a nice breeze flowing through, and you feel kind of like you're in a secret place because you can see everything, but not everyone can see you.
So although it's in the children's garden, adults can enjoy that treehouse as well.
Yeah, and actually the children's garden is for everybody. And one of the great things about the children's garden is that there are areas that are designed for touching. And so we have an area called Interesting and Exotic Plants, and where you'll find a lot of different textures and smells. And so even though it's called the children's garden, there's a lot of different experiences there for adults as well, especially if you want to be able to touch the plants. Pretty much anything in the children's garden, you know, you can gently touch, and sometimes a fragrance is released. We have a eucalyptus in the children's garden that's has a really nice smell. Of course, rosemary and some of the herbs. If you just brush your hand against them, then you get this nice fragrance. One of the other things that I wanted to tell you about, you had mentioned history at the garden, and I did explain we have this rich, rich history, but also coming up at the garden in April, we have our annual Historic Heritage Weekend at Historic Blumendahl House. And on that special weekend, which is April 9th and 10th, we do give tours of Blumendahl House. And the garden guides do a wonderful job of interpreting the history. So if that little bit of history that I gave you piqued your interest, I definitely would recommend coming to our Heritage Weekend. And oftentimes, for that event, we're able to give a high wheel bicycle demonstration. We'll have reenactors. Grace Arentz and Lewis Ginter will be there in person. So it's a lot of fun if you're interested in history.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And again, that's April 9th and 10th.
April 9th and 10th, right.
Now, you have some ongoing events throughout the summer, such as Groovin' in the Garden.
Yep, the Groovin' in the Garden schedule should be announced any day now. Throughout May, we'll have live music at the garden, and I'm a little bit biased, but I have to tell you, that's probably my favorite place in the whole world to watch a concert outside on the lawn at Lewis Ginter, right in the Rose Garden. And we have large name acts, so it's really wonderful venue, lots of great sights and smells around, and you can go exploring the garden as well while you're there for Groovin' in the Garden.
Does that take place on a particular night? Has that been established yet for this season, like Thursday nights? Or
yeah, it's Thursday nights, but again, the lineup will be announced in the coming week or so.
Okay, great. I know you offer a variety of classes.
Yes.
What are some education opportunities for our listeners? What type of classes do you offer?
Well, we offer a wide range of classes. Several that are coming up have to do specifically with orchids galore. We have a class on how to photograph orchids that's coming up. We also have a class on orchid sex, which is sure to be interesting. We have some of the local farmers, such as Amy from Amy's Organics, and she's teaching a class on how to grow your own organic garden in the springtime. Mm-hmm. So we bring in some really great experts. Our facilitators and our teachers for those classes are fabulous, and the adult education program is just really wonderful. A lot of people don't know about it, but there's a lot to learn about plants, and we have a wonderful classroom set up and great instructors.
And you also have a very nice library. Is the library, that's for members, members only?
Well, anyone can visit the library, and anyone can enjoy the books there. It's just that members have privileges to check out the books.
Now, also, you have your gift store. What is that called?
Oh, the garden shop. Yes, the garden shop is wonderful. And actually, through the end of March is March Madness, and it's 15% off for garden members in the garden shop, also in the cafe and the tea house. And we haven't really talked about dining at Lewis Ginter, but a lot of people just come to the garden to have a meal. And we have a wonderful in-house catering service, Meriwether Godsey. The cafe has more casual fare, but both in the cafe and the tea house, you can actually eat outside. And some people don't realize that we have this wonderful patio off of the cafe where you can buy your meal and take it outside and enjoy it. My favorite things at the cafe have got to be the soup. In the summertime, they do wonderful cold soups, and in the wintertime, wonderful hot soups. They have a grilled salmon that's very good, and they do daily specials. The tea house is a little bit fancier, and because it's actually in the garden admission is required to dine in the tea house, but it's a wonderful place for a date. They have music outside on the patio and just fabulous food.
So admission is not required to enjoy the garden shop and
the cafe.
And the cafe.
Of course, you're always welcome to come to the garden shop or eat in the cafe without garden admission. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because the garden really loves its members, and I would encourage anyone who visits the garden to be a member, because if you come just a handful of times, it pays for your membership. Members always get into free unless it's a special event like a concert, Groovin' in the Garden, for example. But members always get into the garden for free unless it's a ticketed event, and it's a really good value.
Tell us about your membership options. I think there you can get an individual membership, I believe, is $60.
Right. I think you can. There's a wide variety of options for memberships. We have individual, we have a teacher membership, we have a senior membership, and we have a family membership. The family membership is the most expensive at $85, and they all are go down from there. I would just recommend checking our website for the pricing information. Again, it's lewisginter.org.
And then you can also register for your membership online, correct?
Yes, you certainly can. You can do it all online, or if you prefer, you can come into the garden and do it in person. And we give you a membership card, and you get a lot of different discounts when you are a member.
So it sounds like you have a variety of fun events coming up for plant lovers and also just for families to enjoy. So I would say, listeners, you should take the opportunity to check out lewisginter.org and perhaps visit the garden in the next few months. I've been reading in the news here the last couple days that the garden has received a gift.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, we're very grateful for Laura Robbins. She has given so much to the garden, and she did recently add a gift to our endowment. One thing I haven't had a chance to tell you about that I really was hoping to mention is what's coming up in terms of blooms at the garden. A lot of people know that spring is a great time for blooms, but they might not know which flowers are blooming when. And I can't list them all because there's so many, but A Million Blooms, again, is starting this weekend with Orchids Galore, and it will continue on through early June. And A Million Blooms is basically our peak blooming time at the garden, and we have so many different flowers that are going to be coming into bloom in the coming months. I just thought I'd go over a few of them with you. Orchids Galore starts off A Million Blooms with over 2,000 orchids. Right now, also, the daffodils look gorgeous. We have tens of thousands of daffodils throughout the garden, in all different areas of the garden. And right now they're looking great. And we have everything from yellow daffodils to pink daffodils to double daffodils, every kind of daffodil you can imagine. So it's really lovely. Early to mid-April, we'll have more than 11,000 tulip bulbs blooming, and they're staggered to bloom at different times. So we have some varieties that bloom early, planted right adjacent or on top of tulips that bloom a bit later. And so it's a constant flow of blooming tulips. In late April, our azaleas are at their peak. And again, the spring plant sale is April 28th, 29th, and 30th. In early May, the peonies will come out, and irises. We have an amazing collection of irises. Those are mainly focused in the Japanese garden in the Asian Valley. And then finally, in June, we have more than 1,800 colorful, fragrant varieties of roses in the rose garden. And those will continue all summer and even into fall.
Those Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens, they are open year-round, correct, your gardens?
Yeah, one of the great things about Lewis Ginter is we are open pretty much every single day. We're open 9 to 5 daily, including Sundays. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Sunday is a great time to visit the garden. And we are not as busy in the early morning and the late evening on Sunday, and well, we're open until 5, but every single day except for Christmas Eve. So we're open almost every day.
With the mention of the holidays, brings to mind your special holiday exhibit.
Yes, Garden Festive Lights. That's probably our most popular time to visit the garden, and it's kind of funny because I will run into people who have, of course, they're familiar with Lewis Ginter, and of course they've been to the Garden Festive Lights, but they have never managed to make the time to make it out, you know, in the daytime, in the peak blooming time. So we really hope that people will come out and enjoy the blooms. Garden Festive Lights is a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. We have trains. We have the Fire and Ice Fairy we had this year, and we have over 500,000 LED lights that are energy saving. Anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful exhibit, Garden Festive Lights.
And that runs quite a long time. There are many weeks that we can enjoy that exhibit.
Yes, Garden Festive Lights starts the day after Thanksgiving, so in late November, and it runs through early January every year.
And I'm embarrassed to say I have not visited the gardens in the winter ever. I have enjoyed your photographs that you post on Facebook. I enjoy seeing the little treasures popping out from under the snow. And so that's on my list of things to do.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll have brunch with Santa. That's a very popular event, and we have a lot of corporate dining and private parties go on during that time as well, because you get to socialize and be with your friends and enjoy the holidays and also enjoy a meal and walking around the garden when it's snowing or in the cool, brisk air, or making s'mores around the bonfire. Those are some of my favorite things to do during the Garden Fest.
You mentioned corporate parties and meetings. Your buildings, a few of your facilities are available for rent?
Yes. Well, of course, people know that we host a lot of weddings at Lewis Ginter, but we do a lot of facility rentals, and we are always happy to host business meetings, private parties, even just a small luncheon in the tea house.
Now, Jonah, what is one thing that you would like our listeners to take away from our discussion today? The main thing.
The main thing is that we would love to have you as a member at the Garden. And we find that once you join as a member, you come back time and time again, weekly, sometimes daily. But once you are a member of the Garden, we encourage you to use the Garden as much as you would like. And we really want to make sure all of your listeners know that on July 4th, it's our All-American celebration at Lewis Ginter, and we offer free admission to the entire community on that day. So make sure you save the date, July 4th. We welcome everyone from the community to come to Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden for free. So if you haven't been before and you're curious, you want to check it out before you join as a member, please come and visit us on July 4th.
Thank you, Jonah, for joining us today. I look forward to enjoying the gardens this spring and summer. Jonah Holland, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens. This is Jennifer Lauder for Virginia Voice. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Jennifer. Hope to see you soon at the garden.